Sylvia Ashbuller being joined by Lenox-Ilboro President David Price in the Cube studio. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, always a pleasure to visit with the CGMQ.
Now, the vote on the municipal government reform took place Monday night, and the council voted yes for it. I take it that you were not surprised.
No, not surprised. I've said that right from the beginning, that it was going to be pretty well a done deal. And that's exactly why I didn't attend the Lac et l'Épaule, because I felt it was, it would serve no purpose. My arguments would not be listened to. As others, that there was some excellent propositions put forward, but obviously they weren't listened to. And the mayor and the mayor's party was, I have to say, they were caught in a way that they couldn't really change things very much anyway, because they ran, that was their platform for the last election. Mm-hmm. So obviously they had to go in that direction. They could only make minor changes, which they did. So that's where we are today. We're going to lose Brompton, and that's unfortunate. And plus they're going, tie together Jacques Cartier and Bellevue, which are two also, shall I say, distinct societies.
Mm-hmm. So how do you see this moving forward now? Is there still a possibility of a demerger, or is that totally out of the question?
It will be discussed for sure. I think Brompton will look at that, look at demerging, look at joining with another municipality close by. Will it happen? I doubt it very much. I doubt that it would that we'd be able to go in that direction. I mean, Lenoxville had that chance also several years back, and as Brompton, we were given guarantees. There was guarantees in the charter, and we accepted. We said, yes, we believe Sherbrooke is, will follow through and will keep our concerns in mind, and we would be safe. Mm-hmm. I guess that's
as
that's
in everything, true. I guess there are pros and cons.
Yes.
And so in this situation, the pros would be perhaps that some money would be saved. And what about some of the cons?
And that was always a thought, that it would be money saving. Although, we have to face facts. The whole idea of the forced merger, and that's what it was, came from Quebec. And Quebec was looking at it as, having to address, at that point, there was 8 municipalities in the MRC of Sherbrooke, when they only had to address one. It was a cost savings for the province. It was not a cost saving for the city. Centralization, it has been proven, overall, just take a look at North America in general, and every area, any municipalities that have centralized end up paying more and end up further down the road decentralizing.
Right.
As I stated on Monday night, we're new at this exercise of fusion of municipalities. Quebec has only been doing it for the past 15 years. If we look at Ontario right next to us, they've got a history now of 35 to 40 years of fusions of municipalities, and they have already gone the other way. After 15 years or so, they saw that they were having problems with centralization of services. They needed to give service directly to the citizens, and since then have decentralized many of their services. Now, it's not that I'm against centralization, because I think there's certain things need to be centralized. Certain services that are given at large to citizens. Our whole industrial base of going out looking for businesses and all that. No, as small municipalities, we're not in a position to have the funds to do that. That should be central. We could look at maintenance of our parks. That can be central. But as far as how we use our parks, that comes right down to that's direct use by the citizens, and they need to have a direct say in it.
So now we will have, 4?
There'll be 4 4 boroughs.
Boroughs,
But we must remember that will not happen until after the next election. This does not happen immediately.
Okay.
As the reduction of councillors doesn't happen immediately. It'll happen in
Are you afraid for your job?
No, not at all.
No.
It's not because I have said right from the beginning that this would be my last term.
But are you afraid that the position or that these positions of councillors can be eliminated with this?
Yes. And that is the reason I fought for Brompton, and I feel very strongly for Brompton, because Lenoxville would be next. The only thing that's saving us right now is our bilingual status,
mm-hmm.
and we know how the provincial government is looking at that and just trying to find ways to eliminate things mm-hmm. like that. I will admit that we do have the support of Sherbrooke behind us on that. The larger city is saying, yes, we want that bilingual status in Lennoxville.
Another thing that was in the news this past week, and that is a change in the composition of the committee that decides on names for streets and buildings in Sherbrooke, and that's to be passed by council. Now, your name was mentioned in this news story.
Well, the minute that I heard, I said, you know, I'd never been consulted on that. This is a decision of council. Councilors have to be aware. There again, this is our fear, that many things are being decided within the civil servants. Because this was a project that, the mayor might have, I'm sure the mayor somewhere along the way said to the civil servants, take a look at this committee. And all of a sudden, it shows up at council, almost a done deal. So I said, no, look, I'm going to vote against this.
Is there a chance that maybe some of the English names could be eliminated?
No, I don't think there was any danger there. In fact, I agreed with part of what they were doing. The idea was they would have the Lennox-Velasquez Historical Society would name somebody to that board. So we would have a say in there. That's not too much of a problem. But the problem is they only had three representatives for six boroughs. And as it has been in the past, there's always been a representative for each borough. So that's why I could not agree with it, and I never will agree with it until they have a representative from each borough.
Right, right. Now, today the big news is that Madame Marois has called an election. And actually, in the news as well, Prime Minister Marois is actually going against a law that she herself passed less than a year ago, and that was that all parties in the National Assembly voted a law on fixed election dates. Now, this is not a fixed election. What's your take on this?
Well, it's really not a surprise. And understandably, when you have a minority government, you really don't have much of a choice because every time you have a budget vote, you know that the opposition parties are going to go against it. So therefore, it's a vote of non-confidence, for the sitting government. So, yes, that's going to happen. The only way that works is in the case of the federal government at the moment that has a majority, and therefore if they were to call an election early, then they'd be in big trouble. But in this case here, no, it's a vote of non-confidence that is going to happen when you have a minority government.
And so what do you foresee?
Well, you want me to guess on the outcome? I don't know. I really believe it is up in the air, and I think we heard some talk of another referendum. Bring that out, and I think that would be the defeat of the PQIS. So I think it's something that has to be brought out. Let's talk about it. If you're going to talk about another referendum, I don't think anybody wants to see another referendum. It's just too divisive, and it hurts. It kills our economy. It's just terrible on the economy every time you start talking referendum.
Well, thank you so much, David Price, Lennoxville Borough President. Thank you for stopping by and keeping us informed.
Well, you're very welcome. Always a pleasure to come by.